And did Mark Thompson design the costumes as well?
Yeah, he did, yeah.
Again, for, I was particularly struck by the costumes of you and Elektra, because I thought Elektra is somebody who obeys the kind of the laws of nature and traditional laws, doesn't she? Mm. Whereas you are obeying the laws of Clytemnestra and Aegisthus in order to be free, really, is what you say. But because of that, she's treated, isn't she, as a servant, really. Mm. And they treat her quite cruelly. Mm. Whereas you have some privilege, and she says, I don't envy you, I don't want your privilege, mm-hmm. or something. Mm-hmm. But could you, would you mind describing the costumes? Because I thought the apparel of both really caught the choices that these two sisters make as to how to live their lives.
Mm. Elektra's costume, I think the idea was that once it was a lot nicer, but she's been wearing it for so many years and refuses to change it. Mm. So it's a much thinner material than mine, and it's got got quite square shoulders that go down to sort of a box sleeve halfway up her arms, and it's very grey and has got sweat patches that are ingrained into the material.
Yes,
and a very old worn embroidered braid that goes around the bottom and around the collar. Mm. Slight dip back at the collar, so you've got this sort of very classic Greek, there's something that you assimilate with a classic Greek shape about it, and yet you can't quite put it to a time. And then she wears these really thin cotton trousers underneath, rolled up, so that, again, she's not ascribing to the gender-specific clothes that she would have been wearing at the time. And then she can roll up her dress and blow her nose on her dress and pull it up around her chest, as she does sometimes. And, you know, she's not going to expose herself, but at the same time she can, you know, roll around on the floor. And and I think the idea is that she does live in the palace, but whereas I have a room with a bed and curtains, and she just assigns herself the way to this little square box room where you would keep an animal. Because she doesn't want to partake in any trade with the house, with her parents. She doesn't want to receive anything from them, so that she doesn't owe them anything. Whereas Chrysothemis instead will wear what she's asked to wear, because, like you say, she's vying for her freedom, and she thinks the more that she toes the line, the more she'll be allowed to go off and meet someone, or meet a suitor should he come to the house. But I don't think that would ever happen, unfortunately. But so my dress is a really beautiful, almost royal or midnight blue tunic dress that comes down to the ankles. And again, it's got a very beautiful embroidered braid around the bottom, and then around the bust line, it's got very deep cut cleavage. And I wear a big gold necklace that hangs down to cover some modesty, but not all that much, I don't think. And a little gold braid under the bust line, so it's like an empire line dress, and it just sort of hugs the figure in an A-line without revealing too much shape. But I think it's a very sort of flattering, slim-lined dress.
Yes.
Very elegant.